area, Memvav Mem Aleph, because I want to break things up. I'll give you a chance to finish half the Masechta. Oh. The word is like this. As I told you at the beginning of the Zman. That I want you to break down this Masechta to two halves. There's Resh Bava Kamma and Sof Bava Kamma. So Resh Bava Kamma is Til Meruba. Okay? Til Meruba. So what we could do is right now is we can make a strong push. Can't say anything. Make a strong push. I hope that we can get through Bekiyas Limud to Meruba to Samach Beis. If we can get that done or get close to it, that's that chelek. Okay, then we have our Ian chelek, wherever we get to in the first parak, depending if we skip to the second parak or not. And then you have night seder. You can fill in any of the rest. So that's about 60. That's about 61 blot that you guys can try and aim for, and have. And the point is, Rabbi said that you could have different starim where Bizvan Shalom Yom Velo Laila, or you're sitting on a bus or whatever, you're in the middle of nowhere, you take a paperback Gemara, get one of those Gemaras, you stick it in your pocket, and you can grab it out and whatever you can. You can just work on more, hopping around more Gemaras. So let's learn a little bit. We'll take care of this section, Mirtz Hashem, through our Bekiyas Limud. Let's see. You mochel me for the fact that I just bashed you?
Ooh.
Yeah,
I saw.
Yeah,
of course. Yeah,
I fingered feels weird. Oh, how you feeling?
Okay.
Okay.
I just need to
rehab
it a little bit.
So I had to unplug my phone before Shabbos. I'm done with this whole thing. It's messed
Rabbi
up.
Should have brought his phone today. We would have fixed it.
But I don't know. But then you need my computer also.
No, we can use anyone's.
I brought my phone.
Both phones?
No, I just wanna get it stored. For both sides, I'm the only guy in this universe that hasn't backed up my phone since 2014. Pretty chush of stat, no? I was actually a little proud of it. Back up in other ways. Okay, Viter. Shor Shinoga Chazapar. Rabbi, this perek is fundamental. Is the yesoidus of Dine Mamas. Okay? I happen to have chosen it just because of what I just said about how to try to tackle the first half of Bava Kamma that we're all going to finish, Rabosai. Mirtz Hashem. We're going to push ourselves hard. But this area also is a very, very sadistic, fundamental for Dine Mamanis, for wherever you're going to learn in Ezekiel, Rabosai, this Gemara is always going to come up. So let's try to get this down. Shor Shinoga Chazapar. We never had Bekiyas Limud yet, right, this year, right? Shor Shinoga Chazapar. A shor was negeach, an ox was negeach a para. V'nimtza ubra betzida. Zok Rashi. Oh my gosh. V'nimtza ubra betzida. Nimtza ubra betzida v'meis. Okay, fine. So you had a shor that was nageach apara, and the other detail that's important over here is that there was also a fetus over here, a potential other animal that was nigach over here, right? So the din is, if a shor shenageach chazapara, right? First time, everybody said, what's shor shenageach chazapara? What nezek is that? Anyone know? You're going to know this very well by the end of the year. What's negicha, Rabbi Yisai? Negicha is what? What's the category called?
Karen.
Karen. So why is it only chatzi nezek? Because it's a tam. It's the first time that it was negeach. So it has to pay chatzi nezek. Is that a knas or is that mammon? What does that mean? Is that knas or is that mammon? What does that question mean, Rabbi Yisai? What does it mean if it's a knas? The fact that you have to pay that chatzi nezek, half of the animal's worth. Okay? Half of the animal's worth. Is that a fine? Or that's actually what you owe? Mama.
Fine.
So that's a machlekes in the Gemara. So Sofer likes to take sides with I'm Orion.
No, Levy said it.
What's the difference? What's the difference? So first of all, fundamentally, the Gemara explains the rationale. When an animal gores the first time, intuitively, the Gemara has two different approaches. In theory, the Gemara wants to suggest, we learned this Gemara on Daf Tezvav. Gemara says, should you really be chayiv to pay the entire amount of the animal? Just the Torah gives you a freebie and says, we're only going to give you and charge you half because it's your first time. And that'll change after the third time, right? That's Mu'ad versus Tam, okay? If that would be the case, you're supposed to say, what is that? Is that Knas or is that Mama? No. Again, in theory, you really should be chayav everything. Just the Torah says that we're going to be Meichel on it. Is that Knas or is that Mama? No.
Mama.
Means in theory, you're obligated to pay. Whatever I did, I did. I damaged, I have to pay. And in theory, I should have had to pay everything. Torah decided to be Meichel. Mechila does not mechadish a knas. What does a knas mean? Knas means in theory you really shouldn't have been chayav anything. Your maisa didn't cause anything. You're really off the hook because it's your first time. Yet what? The Torah didn't want people to not watch their animals. Right? The Gemara says, Stam shorim b'cheska shimur kaimi. Right? Everyone remember that language? A shor is beseder. Is b'cheska shimur. It's watched. Ah, what? So the Torah says, yeah, but if people are going to rely on that, so then we're not going to have a balanced society. It's not going to be normalcy. So what did the Torah be mechadish? Torah be mechadish, a knas of chatzin nezek. Means be'etzem, before the Torah was mechadish, a knas of chatzin nezek, I was what? Pater or chayev? I was pater. So Mimela, is this a fine or this is actually the money that I owed? It's a fine. That's a knas. Whereas the other opinion says, no! Stam shorim lav b'cheskas shimur kaimi. You gotta watch your shor even before the first time. Because shoros, they're not guarded. And you gotta make sure they're locked up. You didn't watch it? You really should have had to pay nezek shalom. You really should have had to pay everything. Ah, what? The Torah was meichel. Torah was meichel. Torah was meichel on what? Torah was meichel on mamon that you owe. That's chatzi nezek mamon. That's the machlekes. Don't forget that Gemara, Rabbi Yitzhai. There's a reason that we did that before at the beginning of this month. Yeah.
How can the Torah be
mochel,
mamon, that you owe to someone?
Torah runs the world.
Yeah, Torah runs the
world. That's it. Right. Shor shenachach hazapara. V'nimtza ubra b'tzido. But here the difference is it wasn't just nageach hazapara. There's also an ubra involved. There's a fetus. V'eini yodua. So what's the suffix? What's the shaila at hand? V'eini yodua imad shaloi nageach yolda. And it's not clear when this animal, pay attention, when this animal gave birth. Did it give birth after the negicha, after the goring? Or did it give birth before the goring? Why do I care when it gave birth? What happens once the animal gives birth? What? There's a loss of money from the fact that I not only have a dead animal over here that was gored, but also what? I have now a fetus that is dead. So you potentially caused me not only loss of money on the animal, but you potentially caused me loss of money on a future animal, on a fetus. Rashi says, Imad shaloi nagcha yolda, the second Rashi, v'loi meis machmas hanegicha. But I can't hold you culpable for that other money if, sorry, you just had the animal had a miscarriage. The animal just happened to, has nothing to do with my negicha. So what are you slapping on more money for me for something that's not true? So what's the suffix over here? The nizak, the guy who was damaged, tainas, no, you can't just pay me from, happens to be, the chatzi nezek happens to be, remember this, Rabosa, another important klal. Chatzi nezek is, how do you pay it? What does that mean, from the animal that was gored? How do you say that in Hebrew? Good, excellent. Migufo, excellent. Migufo. You don't pay him cash. You pay him with the animal. The animal has value. Animal has skin, animal has busser. So you pay migufo. Chatzi nezek migufo. Okay? So now, but you not only have to pay for the animal, but you also have to pay what? For chatzi nezek for the fetus. So you can't just be off the hook with the amount of chatzi nezek. Let's say the animal gores, right? The value of chatzi nezek for the damaged item is way less than the goof of the animal. Okay? So then I say, okay, you got to pay me back. You can't have more than chatzi nezek. Can't just get gufo doesn't get you more money than chatzi nezek. If the gufo is worth more, so then what? What do? You go to an investment banker, you get some change, right? And you figure out how to figure it out. Dina Mamanis, that's how you figure it out. But now the nezek says back, no, but you don't only owe me for the para. You also owe me for the what? For the fetus. And I say back to him, what do you mean? This fetus died beforehand. So therefore, we have a dintayr on our hands. We have a suffer. A suffik and dinim amas. Let's go. Mishalim chatzi nezek lepara. You pay chatzi nezek for the para. Urevia nezek livlad. And you pay what? Revia, a quarter of the nezek to a vlad. Where did that number come from? Chatzi nezek for the para I get. Because that there's no debate about, right? But revia nezek livlad, where did that come from? Okay, we got to figure it out. V'chein, anyone have any ideas? We'll see. V'chein, para shenogcha es ashur. Also, what happens if it switch the case? A cow gores an ox. V'nimtzov lada betzida. And again, the child that's dead is now found next to it. V'ein yadua, and it's not known. Imachalo nogcha yalda, imashenogcha yalda. We don't know when that actual death happened of the fetus. Mishtalim chatzinezek min hapara. You pay chatzinezek from the para. For the ox that was gored, revi nezek min avlad, and you pay revi nezek, you pay a quarter, which is basically what's a quarter? Rabbi say, let's go all mathematicians. Half of a half, half of a half. A quarter is a half of a half.
Is that why we pay a quarter?
Let's see. We're going to march. Let's say, Rashi says. So, revia nezek the tam chayev chatzi nezek v'hai vlad muto basofeku v'cholkin. So Rashi says that is something about the vlad. Rashi says this vlad is we have no idea about. This vlad we have no idea about, and therefore we're choylik. What does choylik mean, Rabbi Yisai? We split. So let's get some details. All right, we're splitting a split, which is a half of a half, which is a quarter. Why don't you go and why become an actuary? You get that so quick, a quarter. Right. I'm Rav Yehuda. I'm just trying to make sure you're not a doctor. I'm Rav Yehuda. I'm Shmuel. Zokter Rav Yehuda. I'm Shmuel. Listen to the Eilu Gemara. Everybody say a famous Gemara. I'm not just selling this Gemara. This is real. This is Mem Vavam and Aleph is Yesodistic. Pay attention. I'm Rav Yehuda. I'm Shmuel. Zu Divrei Simchus. Our Mishnah is Simchus. Rabbi Yisai, who is Sumchus and who is Rabbanon? Famous Machlekes Tanoim, beginning of Baba Metzia, beginning of Baba Kama, Baba Basra. Mamon Amuto B'Sofik. You have a Sofik. Schultz Tain is I owe him money. I say don't. We don't know. Not sure. What do you do? Sumchus says Mamon Amuto B'Sofik is what? Cholkin. You split. That's the eighth. You have Mamon Amuto B'Sofik. Each we don't know who's correct over here. We don't have a raya to each one, so we split it up. So why is our Mishnah Mamon Amuto B'Sofik Sumchus? Rabbi Yisai, what's the raya? Because of what we just said, we're splitting a split. We don't know about the vlad. We don't know if there's chatzi nezek, so we're not going to make him pay chatzi nezek the mazik. We're going to make him pay what revia nezek. So that's basically taking the chatzi nezek, letting him keep half, and making him give the other half. So that's like Sumchus. Our mission is like Sumchus. Mamon Amuto B'Sofik Cholk. What's the Shita of the Rabbanan? Shita of the Rabbanan is Mamon Amuto is not Cholk. Mamon Amuto B'Sofik Cholk. Shita of the Rabbanan is what? Motzi Mechaver, all over Aya. Famous klal. You want to be Motzi Mamon for me? You want to take my cash out of its Muchzokus? Out of its original status? Everybody said, don't forget this. That's the major klal of Hamoitzi Mechaveru Olavarai. Just because you have a suffix and you don't know about this vlad does not mean that automatically you start splitting money. Innocent until proven guilty, at least in Dini Mamas. Maman Amuta Basafik is a moitz mechaver all of a raya. Now, Rabbi, I'm a shtickle cash. I want to. That's exercises. So distracting. No, it's fine. So, Rabbi, if you wouldn't be a guy who argued with everything I said, so I wouldn't think you had a question, but yeah. Maman Amuta Basafik, Rabbi, say. So, according to Sumchus, fine. So the Eitzah is what? To split it up. So why don't I just like walk in? I like Judah Lyon's shirt. I say, by the way, that's mine. So Chachamim would say to me, fly a kite. You have a raya, you have Edim, you have a shtar. Present it. Otherwise, I'm not talking to you. Who are you? According to Rosh Simchus, what do you mean? Maman Amuta Basafik Holkin. I say his shirt's mine. He say his shirt's his. So maybe any Joe Schmo could just make up an error and just decide one day to just create a suffix, or both say, this Simchus opinion is a big problem. We're not going to have any Eitzes. So look at Taisus. Shor Shanar Chazapar Ezu Devei Simchus. Teima Devei Perak Ashayel Mashba Deloyamer Simchus Yachloiku Ela Ba'oimei Ba'aga Gabi Amachlif Para Bechamor De Parach Ba'agmara Amayachloku V'nichzei D'Rishus D'man Kaime. Gemara asks over there in Bamitzia and Afkuf, Sumchus says that when you had a quick case of you were selling a para and a chamor and something happened and you're not sure who's whose and there's a din taira, so the Gemara asks the question, well, let's just see where's the cow situated? Where's it located? And the Gemara says, Omer Shmuel, Shmuel answered, Ba'oimedes ba'aga. It's sitting in a swamp that's neither one of their properties. So the Gemara says, V'nukma b'cheskes marakama. So why don't we set up that it should go into the original owner's chazako? Everyone, anyone ever hear about this? Rabbi say, what's a cheskes marakama? Cheska is chazako, right? So cheska is the last known reality. Marakama is what? First owner. So what does that mean? Cheskes marakama means, if you don't know, so you should go back to the last known reality. Last known reality was the original owner. That's a cheskes marakama, okay? That's different than a muchzuk. Muchzuk is the guy who's holding on to it now, okay? So the Gemara says, you had a kasha, the Gemara says, how could Sumchus say cholkin in a case of a suffik? Why don't you look where the animal is, which means what? Who's muchzuk in the animal? That should be the defining factor. Who's muchzuk? Where is it? Which rishus is it in? Which property is it in? Is it in his rishus or his rishus? And it should go to him. So Gemara says, no, that wasn't an eitzah. Why? Because it was omedes ba'agam. It was in a swamp. And therefore, that's why Sumchus said yachluk. And then the Gemara asks a second question. Why don't you say chmara kama? You go back to the old last owner, okay? And the Gemara says, no, this is Sumchus that doesn't go based on the cheskes marakama, and he says yachluk. But Tosus says, you see from that Gemara that Sumchus doesn't always say yachluku. Sumchus only says yachluku where it's where? Omedes ba'agam, meaning it's not in the person's rishus. So Taisus is asking on our Gemara, what's going on over here? Where's the animal standing? Because Sumchus doesn't say in every Joe Schmo case that you just automatically say achloku. It also has to be a situation where there's not any muchzokus on the animal. Ah, now things start to make sense. Taisus threw in, Rabbi said, Taisus is not just like something like, oh, my Rebbe says I have to see Taisus, now I have to kill myself, break my head to do it. Taisus actually makes sense of the Gemara. Now I can understand how Simchus can actually be monetary law, and that can actually be a halachic reality in daily life. So Taisus says, approves from that Gemara B'Metzia to explain our Gemara where Simchus applies. It didn't back up that it was Omedes Ba'agam. It didn't go back out from that answer. So Taisus says, you have to say it's Omedes Ba'agam according in our Gemara, in order to make sense of Sumchus, which answers my kasha in the case with Judah Lyons. I can't just walk in. I can't just walk in. I'm sorry. And therefore, there was no Muchzakus over here.
How does that answer for us? We're not talking about
Rishus. Taisus, what do you mean? If you know, if it's in one of their Rishuses, that's the...
If it's in the Rishus, we're not dealing with the Rishus, but then in our case.
In your case.
In the Mishnah.
So, Taisus says, very good. Taisus says, What does that mean? Taisa says, Omedes ba'agam helps in our case if you understand like Rabbi Akiva that says Yuchlar Hashor. That answers Yosef's kasha. Now, you need a little background. When we say Chatzi Nezek is Mishalim Migufa, right? When we say Chatzi Nezek Mishalim Migufa, you pay from the animal that did the Nezek, right? Mm-hmm. What does that mean? Comes along Rabbi Akiva and says, it's fascinating. Yuchlat Hashor. Once it damages, automatically from the damage, the item becomes his. Yuchlat Hashor, the actual gufa item transfers and now becomes the nizak's. Rabbi Shmuel says no. Yachol l'salik b'zuzeh. Means you could still pay. You could still pay with cash, not that actual item, but the evaluation is from the guf ha animal. So comes along Tosis and says, even Nezek is similar to a classic case like Judah Lyons about a Kenyan. If you hold the way Nezek works is Yuchlat Hashor, it's about the ownership on the physical item. That's why Tosis says it's according to Rabbi Akiva. I could say that it was Omedes Ba'agam if the way Tashlumei Nezek works is through Yuchlat Hashor, through the actual object of the item that's Mazik. But you're 100% right. According to Rabbi Shmuel, that I could pay cash. So then what Yosef said is exactly what Tosfos says. Then this is not an option according to Simchos. So you need to know another Gemara. And I don't think Tosfos brings it up over here. But Tosfos says another klal. Sumchus' halacha of Mamon Amuta B'Safik is Cholkim, is only in a situation, Rabosai, which is called Drara D'Memoina. What does that mean, Drara D'Memoina? So the Gemara in Bava Metzia tells us that Drara D'Memoina, where Sumchus says Mamon Amuta B'Safik Cholkim, is that when I look at this situation, what's the case I gave you, Rabosai? I walked up to Judah Lyons and I said, hey, that's my shirt, give it back. Who are you? Where did that even come from? When Beis Din looks at this story, there's no leidas hasafik, there's no question that before you spoke that was risen. Sumchus does not hold mamonat muta b'safik cholkin in such a case. Sumchus holds mamonat muta b'safik cholkin, Rabbi Yisrael, listen to this phrase, in drara d'mamayna. In this case, right? Even without you, Beis Din sees that there's a safik over here. There was an ox that gored another ox, and happens to be in the history there was an Ober over here. So even without your Tainas, even without the Toveya and the Nitba, even without the litigants over here, there was a Suffolk here that was even Nira Lebezdin. So then Simcha says, you have a Suffolk that was even Nira Lebezdin before you open your mouth? You have a Drara de Mamayna case? That's where Simcha applies the din of Maman Amud B'Suffolk Cholim. So now, we have two caveats in the Gemara that weren't in the Gemara, just to make sense of this concept of Sumchus, Mamon Amuta B'Safik Cholkin. Number one, it has to be a case of Drara D'Mona. Number two, Tosfos says, according to some Gemaras, that it has to be where there's no Muchzakus, and that it's Omedes Ba'aga. Yeah.
Are we evaluating the cost of either the cash payment or how much the guy owns of the animal based off the animal that gored or the animal that was gored?
No, you pay with the goof. The nezek is the net, the payment is with the goof, but the nezek is based on who you were. Yeah. Right. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, says Rav Yehuda in the name of Shul, Zut Devrei Sumchus, this is Sumchus, the Amar Mamon Amut B'Safik Cholkin, that the way you resolve these cases as fakis is through splitting it. Aval chachamim oimrim, but chachamim say, ze klal gadol badin. This is the klal. This is the general rule, Rabosai. This is the most famous statement in Dine Mamonis. And even the Gemara announces it like that. Hamoitzi mechavero olav arai. You want to take something out of my property, out of my muchzakus, out of holding on to it, then you got to bring a proof. So the Rabbanan disagree with our Mishnah. Rabbanan say, when it comes to the Vlad, how much do you have to pay, Rabbi Yisai? How much?
Prove it.
How much do you have to pay? Nothing. Why? Because I'm a muchzak on my money. You want to extract money? Bring me a proof that this animal was born because of the negicha, and that I caused you a loss of money on the fetus. But until you have a proof, until you have edim on that, so then you are absolutely punished. Lamali lemeimer zek klal gadol b'din. Why do you have to announce it like this is such a famous rule? So says the Gemara, no, because it was an added chiddush. Itchrich. It was necessary. Dafilu nizak omer bari. Umazik omer shema. Even if the nizak, the one who was damaged, says b'tar as bari. Umazik omer shema. Amotzi mechavero olav araya. What does that mean, Rabbi Yisrael? Who learned Ksubas here? Your base?
Maybe.
You got up to your base?
Even someone said maybe and not no.
So what? What's the Chiddush?
He's not denying it.
So there is a concept, yes, Sammy?
I think Bari means when he's completely sure.
Sure, exactly. Good. And Shema?
And Shema is when he's not.
Uncertain. Good. So there is a concept that's brought up also in many Masechtas in Nezikin. Bab Metzia, in Ksubis, in Baba Kama, in Baba Vasra, called Bari Veshema Bari Adif, or Bari Veshema Lav Bari Adif. What's the halacha if you have two litigants? One guy says, I am sure that this is what happened. Another guy responds back to me and says, I'm not sure that that's the case. So some Amoraim say, what do you mean? Bari Veshema Bari Adif. He has a strong taina. He has a weak taina, so we should go with the strong taina over the weak taina. Bari v'shema, bari adif. Tell you, kasha the pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua fret the kasha, every mitzi aveda. Right? Anyone who founds an aveda, and I come, and I say it's mine. So what's the halacha? I have to give what?
Simanim.
So ask the pnei Yeshua, why do you have to give simanim? Why don't you say, bari v'shema, bari adif? He has no idea if it's mine or not. He's a Shema, and I'm a Bari. So why don't you say Bari V'Shem Bari Adif? Gevaldik Akash.
What's in your Shas? So.
Okay, but Bari V'Shem Bari Adif, according to the Man Damru, Bari V'Shem Bari Adif, it could be Motzi. It could be Motzi from a Muxa.
It's a bad argument.
Why?
Well, the other guy has no idea.
Oh, whoa. Joey, right?
Ezra.
Ezra what?
Benash.
Ezra said a gevaldige chiddush. He was chavin to Tosfos over here. Ezra said that it's not just the way you present your taina. But how did Ezra know what he said? Tosfos proves what Ezra said. But did everyone hear what Ezra said? Ezra, say again what you said.
It's a bad Ari because he can claim whatever he wants.
But you said something else. Because the other... Because how's the other guy supposed to know? So listen to what Taisus says. You see, like halfway down the Taisus, everybody says, Ashas Taisus. Taisus dir maskal dafilu. The first word on the line is Kaidim. Everyone with me?
Yeah.
Evim Toymar. The Hacha Mashmal the Lesliler of Yehuda Bari Adif. Rabbi Yehuda over here says what? Rabbi Yehuda, we're going to see in a second, goes with the opinion that what? Where's Rabbi Yehuda? I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Zu Devei Simchus. But Chachamim hold Motz Mechavir L'Raya, and they don't like Simchus, even though you have a Bari V'Shema. Going with him. Again, the Gemara said like this. Let's go through the Gemara by saying, listen carefully. The Gemara says, Rabbanan hold Amotz Mechaver Olav Araya, right? So forget Simchas, we're dropping, we're not Chaylik, you're not paying anything for the fetus, right? So Gemara says, so why do you announce it with Zeklal Gadol B'Din? What's the great chiddush? Says the Gemara, no, because you had a Bari Vashem over here. Even if the guy who what? Who damaged, who was damaged says, Bari, I know that delay that happened afterwards. And the other guy says, I wasn't aware, I have no idea. Still, we go with Rabbanon against Sumchas and we say, Amotz Mechaver Olivarai. So who is the Bala member that explains Zeklal Golda Bedin? It was Rabbi Yehuda. Frektois is Akashe. But anyone who learned Ksubis or Bamatia Barabasra, the Hochamash with the Lesser Rabbi Yehuda Bari Adif. Here it's Mashba that Rabbi Yehuda ignores the aspect of Bari Veshema, Bari Adif, Ulakamon, Beperak Basar, and Daf Kuvirches in Babakama, Ubashoil, and Daf Tzadi Zayi. Omer Moni Libiotcha, guy says, I have a money, you owe me $100. Vahola Omer Ani Yedeh, and the other guy responds, I don't know, which is a classic example of what? I say, you for sure owe me $100. He says, I don't know. What's that a classic example of? Bari Veshema. Right, and what does the Gemara say? Rav Yehuda v'Rav Huna mechayvei the Bari Adif. What's Taisis Kasha, Rabbi Yisai? What's Taisis Kasha, Ezra? You have a stira in Rav Yehuda from our Gemara to that Gemara if he subscribes to the principle of Bari Shem, Bari Adif, Givaldik Kasha. Listen to what Taisis says. So Taisis first says, Ve'en latar tzdachach mishmei the Shmuel Kamar. Don't tell me he was just talking in the name of Shmuel. The parakamid the ksubis by the name of Rav Yehuda, Rav Huna, the Shmuel, Rafilum is also svaritik shad the Shmuel. You're still going to be stuck with kashas, but now listen what Taisa says. Taisa was mechavin to Ezra. The Yishleimer could depreciate Leel. The Hasam Bari Shalol Tov. No. Not every statement is a good Bari, and not every Shema is a bad Shema. There's a concept called, Taisus introduces a concept which Rabbi Yosai, not all Rishonim agree to. Taisus introduces that not every time is Bari versus Hashemah wins. Even if you subscribe to the concept of Bari Hashemah Bari Adif, you got to be a Bari Tov or a Shema Ra. And it's not clear which is the pivotal one. Is it the Shema that's bad or is it the Bari that's good? Listen to what Taisus says. Everyone with me? The Hasam Bari Shelo Tov. Here, his Bari is good. You know why, Ezra? Sheyodeya sheyak chishen imu mishakir. Because he knows that if I'm lying, he knows that he's going to go bad against me. And he'll call my bluff. And he'll fight me. So if I'm going to taina tala as Bari, ooh, that's in a situation where he knows that I know if the other guy knows. So therefore, if I'm going to still towing Bari, I must be right, and that's a Bari Tov, because the other guy knows. The Gam Oso, and also the Shema, is a little bit negligent over here. It's a Shema Ra. I mean, it's a Shema, why? But Gam Oso, Yesh Lo Leida Im Chayev Lo Im Lav. He should have known if he was obligated money to the other guy. He borrowed money. Why didn't he keep track of his transactions, of his loans? Hilkach midatayin shema, for the fact that he's what? Saying, oh, I don't know, like some of you guys say, I don't know on your bechinos. Oh, I don't know. And it's havalei lameida, and he really should have known. Midatayin shena, muchacha milsa, that is meicheach, debari dahai, that this guy's vados taina, this guy's shur taina, his bari, emesu. It's true. Ubari adif. Aval Hacha, Rabbi Yisai, don't ask from our case to the general klal in Rabbi Yehuda's name of Bari Veshema Bari Adif. Why? Because what? Over here, Rabbi Yisai, Hacha Mashatoyin Bari Lefisha Yedeya Shezel Lohaya Bishas Negicha Vizetoyin Shema Toyv Shein Loy Leida. Rabbi Yisai, what happened over here? Is this classic? Is this similar to a case of a halva where the guy says, oh, I don't know? No, why not? Because number one, I, the Nizak, know that the Mazik doesn't know, right? And therefore, I'm tying his Bari because I know he can't go up and bat against because he wasn't here. And what? And what about the Shema of the other guy? The Shema of the Mazik? Is this something that we say, well, why don't you know what happens to your stuff? I wasn't around. It's not my fault. It's not like my transactions that I should have known. And my Shema is not Megala that his Bari is a good Bari because it's Lo Havala Lameda. Exactly what Ezra said in terms of when a bari is good and when is a bari b'shema is bari adif. So therefore, Tosfos says, don't ask me kashas within Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi say, this is what Shas is. This is what Rishonim do. They have puzzles. They try to fix one piece to another piece. Rabbi Yehuda in our Gemara says to Rabbi Yehuda in another Gemara, does he hold a bari shema? Does he not hold a bari shema bari adif? And then Tosfos comes up with the klal that Ezra comes up with. That not every bari is a bari, not every shema is a shema. Not every shema is megala that the other guy's bari is good, because it wasn't necessarily havala lemeda. And not every bari is a great bari, because you didn't necessarily know. You thought that the guy wouldn't bat against you anyway, so why wouldn't you taina taina's bari? So that's where Rabbi Yehuda says, la bari yodif. Ah! Now Taisa says, now I understand that Gemara. Now I understand how even according to Rabbi Yehuda, there could be a chiddush in our case that Rabbanan say, amotzi mechaver olav araya, and they don't subscribe to sumchus, and they don't say chokim, even in a case where what? Bari v'shem bari yodif. I, Rabbi Yehuda, you hold bari v'shem bari yodif. Why are you going against bari v'shem bari yodif? Because this is a bari ra. This is a shema tov. And that's not where Rabbi Yehuda subscribes to Bari V'Shem Bari Adif. Chiddush of Tosfos throughout Shas, Rabbi said. It's not just here, it's Tosfos in Ksubas, Tosfos in other places. Tosfos says, not every Bari V'Shem is a Bari V'Shem. Okay? Depends on the situation, and I'll prove it to you from the Gemaras. Rabbi Yehuda with Rabbi Yehuda. Shmak. Shmak. Good. Zok the Gemara, let's go back. Every line is brilliant over here. So why do you say Zeklal Avadin? It's Shifta. Filu Nizak Amar Bar. Umazik Omer Shema. I want to say an added Chiddush that over here Bari V'Shema is not going to help. And still the Rabbanon are going to say against Sumchas, even by a Bari V'Shema, Ametze Mechavera Olav Araya. Still they're going to hold of their Klal. So that was the first answer to the Gemara. Why the Din of Zeklal Godo Bedin Amoitzim Echaver El Araya was said with that introduction of Zeklal Godo Bedin to tell you that it trumps Bari V'Shem Bari Adif. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say it trumps Bari V'Shem Bari Adif? Why doesn't he subscribe to his general principle Bari V'Shem Bari Adif? Ayin Tosfos, that there's not every Bari V'Shem and Bari Adif, not every Bari V'Shem is equal. Then the Gemara says, Inami L'chiyad Itmar. The reason why we needed Zeklal Godo Bedin is not for only our case, but for another case. What's the case, Rabbi Yisai? Listen to the Gemara. Famous Gemara. De Itmar, because there was a member that was said, Hamoicher Sher L'Chaveru. A guy sells an ox to his friend. V'nimtza Nadchan. And this ox is causing me problems. Why? It's goring every single thing in sight. And this is not what I paid good money for. Mekachtos. I don't want this animal. Nimtza nakhon. But what did I do? What did I stipulate when I came to the store? I just asked, can I please have a good-looking shore? No scratches. 2018 model of your latest shore. That's what I bought. Good. And he gave it to me. We didn't talk about what Rabbi was saying. What didn't we talk about? No, not whether it's Tom or Moore. What I'm using the ox for. Now, what would be a situation, Rabbi Yisai, where I bought it, and now it's Nimtza Nadchan, that this is causing me a lot of problems? And what would be a situation where it would not be causing me a lot of problems? Basically, I want to know, think in the... The seller wants to make a sale, everybody say. He wants to make a profit, right? So the seller wants the sale to go through. Why? Because he already invested this money, okay? So he doesn't want to have to pay this money, right? So now we have a suffix on our hands, and we want to know who's right. Tell me before we answer the suffix, before we resolve the dispute, what's a good taina for the meicher to keep the sale kayim?
The guy never asked about it,
and therefore, but yeah, but who wants to buy a shore that's crazy? Joe, Ezra. Why do I keep on thinking your name's Joe? Yeah.
Maybe he would say that I thought you were going to shop there.
Oh. Ezra's on a roll. Rabbi says the Gemara that the Meicher could say, it's fat meat. It's good chunks of meat. You're putting this in the chulent. Who cares what the history of the meat was if it's going in the chulent anyways? Wait, you say you can taste a natcha? Maybe in the Parashat Shmos you could taste a natcha. Baba Kama Menvav? I don't care where this animal came from. It's kosher animal. It's kosher meat. It's not going to affect you. It's the shechita of Machartiv. So what does the other guy say back to him? What? What do I say? I bought it for what purpose? I bought it.
Keep it on to work.
For whatever, to work. I kept it alive. So I need it for a situation where it's livable and it could stick around and it's not going to gore. Oh. So this is the safek. What did you buy it for? Ultimately, Bezdin is now going to have to decide what did you buy it for, and that's going to determine whether or not Rut. Is there a mekachtos on our hands? Was there a bad sale? You should have told me that you took this from your bad, what do you call them? Not a pen. What? Bad stock. But what's the horse? What does a horse stay in? He stays in a stable. So for cows, it's not a stable, is it?
Barn,
whatever the room in the barn. So then the Gemara says, yeah, so how do you know? Gemara says, no, the Meicher can say, I sold it to you for cholent meat, to shecht it. Amai, so the Gemara says, so again, on that din, the Gemara says what? Amoitzi mechavero, olav araya. And that was the second answer of the Gemara, that's why we needed it. To tell me, Zeklal Kol Debedin, it's not just for our Mishnah, but it's also for this case where you have a suffix of a Mekachtos between the Meicher and the Lekeach of an animal that it was Nimtza Nakha. Don't forget this Gemara, Rabbi said. Forget the Gemara, why? Why do Rabbanan say Amaitz Mechal Vero Lavaraya? Listen carefully to the Gemara, Rabbi said. Amai. V'nichzi, let us look. Igavra Dezavin, if the person that bought L'Radya, Igavra dezovin lenachsta. What's the Gemara's kasha, everybody say? What's lenachsta first? Rashi says l'shchita. So the Gemara says, what do you need to say? I have a very good raya. What is the custom of this person that buys ox? Does he usually buy it for cholent meat? Or does he usually buy it to graze? Look at what he does, and that'll be paisha. You're selfish. Why does Rabbanan say in this case, I'm waiting to make a barrel of a raya? There's a good raya.
Why is that a raya?
Look at what the practice.
Or sometimes he buys meat. Oh, some...
So you have to the answer of the Gemara.
What's raya?
What? Raja is grazing, staying alive. Like tzricha begavra dezavin laha, ulaha. He buys for both. It's not automatic. He doesn't have a company of cholent meat that you can automatically assume that it's for that. So Gemara says, v'nichsi. So now the Gemara asks, "V'nichsi, idmei radia l'radia, idmei nachsa l'nachsta." The Gemara says, "I have another proof. Even if he's a guy who buys for both, well, how much did he pay? Did he pay the price of meat that is shechted, or the price of an animal that's sticking around and is going to graze?" Or we'll say, which one is probably worth more?
Sticks around,
right? Grazing, right? Well, tzricha. So the Gemara says, no, you didn't hear what happened in the market? The oiker bisra, the koi bidmei radya. That the value of cholent meat went up, and it equals the amount of an animal that is going to stay alive. So we don't have any answers for our suffix. But keep in mind, Rabbi Yisai, keep in mind, if this wouldn't be the case, each one of those would be good rayas, and we wouldn't have said, that's why Taisus at the bottom Taisus asks a stira between here and Baba Basra Ayin Zayinam Abayz, that there's another suffix of where you sold an animal with its tzemed, which is the wood piece that you put on to hold the whole plow. So you sold both of them, right? So the Gemara wants to know, Machara tzemed lay machara bakar, did you buy both or did you not buy both? So the Gemara says you can't just look at the price of how much you paid. The less lay adam in my din. So the Gemara says, how come over here you're saying that we could look at how much you paid and that would be a raya, and over there you're not allowed to the amount of the that you paid would not be a raya? It seems like it'd be a steer in Gemara's whether or not the amount that you paid, is that a good raya for a suffik, or is it not a good raya for a suffik? Just quickly, Tosis answers, Leslu Adam and Moim, Hacha Moidu, here is Moide, the honey meal, Gabi Tzemet, the Iker Ruba Vachazoka, the Ruba Karla Tzemet, Tzemet, Ulbakar Bakar, the Gamu Muksok. Over there, you have two things going against you. You have a rov and a chazakah, and therefore, dam of modiyim, the price is not going to be a raya. But over here, where you don't have a rub of a chazakah going against you, why? Because over here, aval hacha rub l'radya zavna, v'ikah chazakah keneged a rov shamochar muchzok, right? Aminan adam of modiyim here, that what? The price could be, sayeya could help and assist either to the rov or to the chazakah of the muchzok, and therefore, it would help. Very important, Taisus. When does the price achieve to be a proof? When does the price not achieve to be a proof? It depends on how many things are stacked against the person that's using the price as a raya. If he's now going to use a price as a raya and he's going to go up against a rov and a chazaka, sorry. Price is not going to be the best raya in the world. But if I have a chazaka on my hand or I have a rov on my hand and now I'm going to assist that rov and I'm going to assist and give help from the price, then it is a good, valid proof. Good. So what does the Gemara say? Amri. V'ileka lishtalume minei lishgalei lesura bezuze. The Amri inshi mimar shuseich Pare Afro. So what the Gemara just asks? If there is no cash available for the guy to pay, because he already invested the money, the mocher, so what does he say? So let him keep the animal. Why do you say that it's a mekachtos? And he should keep the shore. He should keep the shor as cash. Instead of me having to go find the money that I already invested, I'll tell you, you should keep the amount in the animal's worth. Right? If he doesn't have any cash on hand, let him take the shor as shava kesef, as the amount that I owe him for the mekachtos. Why do you have to say, no, the sale is canceled? And now the mocher has to get back the money and pay him back. Let him just say, all right, you're right. I'm sorry. Nimsa nakhon, you're right. It was a bad thing, right? So we have a suffix, right? Why do we say mekachtos? Just say, you know what? So just keep the animal. And the animal is the amount that you paid for me, and that's going to be Shava Kesef. So Gemara says, V'ilek lishtalumi mine lishkali lesuri bezuze, da'amri inshi mimar rishusai pari efra. People say that you can get from the actual animal itself. So Zakta Gemara, Leitzricha, what? Okay, Zakta Gemara. Letzricha de ikalish talume mine. Rav Amar. Hareze megachtos. Zil basaruba. Veruba de inchila radio. De zavne. Shmuel amr yachol shiyomer lo. Leshchita machartev. Velo azlinam basaruba. So what's going on over here, everybody say? Help me out over here.
Most people buy their meat for for working it, so you could go.
I'm saying, what's the first few lines?
Based on that.
Ilek lish talu meminei. If there's what? There's not enough to pay from it. Lishkala lasura bezuze. Sorry, ilek lish talu meminei. If the guy doesn't have any money, so then what? Lishkala lasura bezuze bezuze. Because people say that you can get shava kesef, you can get other things instead of cash, right? Again, the Gemara says, why is this case of the Gemara talks about hamoicha shechaver v'nim tzanach. Rav says it's a mekachos, and Shmuel says no. You could say that I sold it to you for shechita, and you can't be motzi the money from the bialim. So the Gemara asks, why is there a machlekes? Why don't you just check what the tendency of the guy is? Why don't you check what the price is? So the Gemara says that's not going to work over here, right? Amrei vi'i lekalish talume minei lishkol sur bezuze. So why don't you just take the amount of the animal for the money? So Gemara's answer is no. Letzricha the ikalish talume minei. The meicher has cash, so now we want to know. I'd rather have cash. So if you have cash, you got to pay me cash. You can only rely on the other things, the Gemara is assuming right now. That's what the first Tosis is about. When can I stiff a guy and say, take this instead of the $2 that I owe you? Take this instead of the $100 that I owe you? If you have cash on hand, so then I could say, I want your cash. Tosis makes a distinction in different areas of halacha, which is important, Shiloh, everybody. So look at the top Tosis. Tosis says there's difference in halacha between a balchov, a mazik, and a soicher, a worker, when the payer can say, I don't want to give you cash, I want to give you something else. There's differences in halacha in all those cases when I have to give you cash. And the Gemara says, if he has cash, the Gemara is assuming over here by a case of what? Mekachtos. Gemara is assuming that if he has cash, he's got to have cash. And sometimes Rabosai will say, no, you got to give him cash, and now you got to sell off other property in order to get cash. So it's different psakim in different cases. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam over here says. The is the garsi the less lana zuze mashma shem eno samoz ba'ein shenasa lokeach lemochar afilu isle zuze achrine lo yav la zuze ve'inir Rabbeinu Tam me'ach shemekachtos hu svaru shedinu k'din balchov u balchov yisle zuze lo matzil esluke b'sharmile. Rabbeinu Tam holds that just like the halacha is when it comes to a balchov, I lent you money, what? And if I have cash, I have to give you back cash, right? When I pay you back the loan. So too, says Rabbeinu Tam, every case of mekachtos is like a balchov. And if I have cash, the Gemara is saying over here, if I have cash, then I got to pay you what? Cash. But balchov, I might not have to go sell other property in order to pay you back. But if I have cash, even if it's different type of cash, I have to pay you back the cash beforehand. And that's what this major machlokes rishonim, what's the status of the mekachtos? Is it like a balchov? Is it not like a balchov? And where would mazik stand in terms of that? Is a machlokes amoroim on daf tes and baba kama between Rav Huna and Barpada, when you have to pay cash, when you don't have to pay cash? Can I pay any metaltalin for idis, for the amount I have to pay for nezek in terms of damages? Good. Says the Gemara. So what's the answer? The Gemara says, so why doesn't he just speak the chores? The Gemara says, no, he has cash. So now I want to get that cash back. So now what's the din? So Rav says, what? Harizem mekachtos, zil basaruva. Iketaina mekachtos. Aronov, iketaina mekachtos. Why? Zil basaruva. Go after the rov. And what's the rov? Rov, ruba de inshalaradiyahu dezavne. Most people buy for grazing. Shmuel Omer Yachar Lomer Lo L'Shchita Mechartim. No, Shmuel says no. As long as there are some people, even if it's a minority, that buy it for Shchita, then what? Then what? He has a Taina. And he could still Taina, the Mocher can Taina, the sale, Aronoff. And what time you go to sleep? Let's go, wake up, coffee, let's go. I'll buy you coffee in the morning. Let's go. I could Taina L'Shchita Mechartim. L'Shchita Mechartim. Anybody say anyone have a cash on Shmuel? Don't look at the Gemara. I want to ask you a question. Yeah. Rav makes a lot of sense. What do you have over here, according to Rav, supporting Rav? Mekachtos. Why is it a mekachtos? Because what? Most people buy it for grazing. Therefore, if this is a nagchan, I can't live with this situation. This is not a viable situation. Right? What does Shmuel say? No. There's a minority of people that buy it for shchita. Shmuel, get out of here. Get out of my shir. What happened to the rov? Rav's right. But he said, what does Shmuel hold? Unbelievable chiddush, baba kama memvava mebeis. We paskin la halacha like this. Zogt Shmuel, listen carefully, underline this Gemara. Zogt Shmuel, you're very nice, you have a rov. When do I go basarov? In Isser Veheter. If milk fell into my cholent pot. Oh, of course we've learned this before. More than once. Rabbi said, when do I go basarov? Ki yazlinan basar b'yisura. When it comes to Isser Veheter. But Shmuel says in Dine Mominis, loy azlinan basaruba. Ella what? Amoitzi michavero olav harayah. This is the din of amoitzi michavero olav harayah. Shmuel holds ein holch no mamon achar ha rof. Good?
Yeah.
Bad. Why is it bad, Rabbi Yisrael? Frekleisus akashin sanhedrin andav gimel mebeis. Givaldik akash. Anyone here learn sanhedrin with us? No. Correct, twice as a cast and Sanhedrin daf gimel amid beis. How many dayanim do you need for dine mamonis?
Shlosha.
Shlosha. What happens if you have a vote two against one? What do you do?
It's
rov. It's rov, right?
Yeah, but they're closing a muster.
And then they're telling you what? By the going based on the majority, you're going to have to pay money, right? Is that problematic? That Mishnah is against Shmuel.
Yes,
that pasuk in Chumash is against Shmuel.
No, apparently.
Acher Ram Lahatos.
No, it's probably not. No, but it's different.
It's probably a good question. If
it's different in a beis.
No, but that's different because it's not going the rove of the people.
Yeah,
it's going
not,
the rove of what Beis does.
Yeah.
You're getting a halachic pasuk from
Beis,
and you're not getting a rove of what like Jewish people do.
So you're saying an interesting svar. What Schultz is saying right now is that there might be a difference between two types of rov. Schultz is quoting a Gemara in Chulin, on Daf Yud and Yud Aleph, two blot in Chulin, that says the following Chumash. Gemara wants to know, Minayin Shehochim Basar Rov. That's the Gemara in Chulin. Anyone wants to know about rov, should do the Gemara in Chulin. Should open up a Shev Shmaitza, there's a whole Shmaitza that he wrote for one of his Sheva Brachos, right? Seven Shmaitza he wrote for one of his Sheva Brachos. Remember, I told you guys, when I learned with the Rosh Shiva Karim B'Yavneh, started Karim B'Yavneh, we learned Shev Shmaitza together. Seven Shmaitzas. Anyone ever here seen a Shev Shmaitza? We've done them in this year. So Shev Shmaitza gets through every festive topic in Shas. All the Gemaras, all the Rishonim. Eidech and Em, maybe Surin is one Shmaitza. Rov is one Shmaitza. Chazaka, Muchzuk is one Shmaitza. All these dinim. Derayis L'chumra is the first Shmaitza. Excellent. So he opens up, we open up a Shmaitza, and I don't know what's flying, I don't know anything. So he says to me, I just came from MTA, I don't even know why I was there. So Rashiva says to me, I was only once in learning with Rashiva because my father was his chavrusa, so I had a connection. It wasn't because of me. So Rashiva turns to me and he says, you know how old the Ketzai Sechayishin was when he wrote this? 17. You know why he wrote seven Shmaitzes? Because he came out with a Shmaitza every Sheva Brachos. He says to me, how old are you? I say, 18. He says, get cracking. Best Moser Shmuz in my life. So Zok the Shmaitza, that there's a chiluk between the following concepts. There's a Ruba de Issa Kamon. This is what Schultz is saying. And there's a Ruba de Lesa Kamon. What does that mean? Ruba de Issa Kamon, Ruba de Lesa Kamon. Let's translate the phrase. Rov, Ruba de Issa Kamon, that's in front of you. Or Ruba de Lesa Kamon, that's not in front of you, that I would call in English, where everybody say what? A statistic. Most people do this. Psychology of people is this. So what if I would argue to you that what? Dayanin is what? Is a Ruba de Issa. Maybe Shmuel can say, I can get out of that kasha. Because I could say, where do I hold of a rove where the rove is in front of me? It's not just a general statistic. Happens to be the Shmaitza argues what the happens? Opposite, that the rove of a Lesa Kamon is stronger than a Ruba de Issa Kamon. Because the suffix is not in front of you.
How does the Beis Din becomes like the less to come on because eventually, like, they, like, in most
cases, they... Oh, like, so now Schultz is quoting a Tosfos in Bava Kamma on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Tosfos says, no, Beis Din's not a good raya because Beis Din, the meat, that's the way Reb Chaim learns Pshat and Tosfos. Yesh Loimer, the top Tosfos in Bava Kamma, Chav Zayin Amud Beis, Shas Tosfos, halfway down the Tosfos, underline this Tosfos. Yishlomer the awesome gabe deyonim shiny. This is where Tosfos asks the kasha. Let's see the Tosfos kasha. Same kasha as Tosfos in Sanhedrin Gemara with this. Tema top Tosfos. Matam ein hochem ein hochem b'mon acharov. That's what he means. Matam ein hochem. Leisa b'kal b'chomer medina nefashos. We should learn from a kal b'chomer from medina nefashos. Because I'm reading parakam to Sanhedrin Gemara with this. Yosha Maisalim and Kavachom and Dinefashis. How do you know that you go bust a rove for Dinefashis? You learn a Kavachom and Dinefashis. Uma Dinefashis de Chamir. And what if you're going to kill the guy? What? You go based on rove. Amar Achman Azil Basarubi. You go based on the majority. Dinefashis Lil Koshkein. Dinefashis, isn't it a Koshkein? A few will Ruba de Lesser Kaman Azlina Bedinefashis. Basaruba. Sounds not like the Shemaitzah, by the way. Because he sounds like Afilu Ruba de Lesa Kaman. Means like a Ruba de Isa Kaman is stronger than a Ruba de Lesa Kaman. This Tosis, they ask on the Shmaitzah from this Tosis. Kedama Reish Sperk Ben Sorum. We dealt with that. That Shmaitzah has a pshat in that Gemara, and we dealt with that years ago. Yesh Loimar, the Hossam Gabe Deyanim, listen to what Schultz just said. He asked the Kasha, and he answered the Tarets. Shlomar, the Hossam Gabe Deyanim Shaini, the Choshev Miyat Didhu Kemisha Eina. No, by Dayanim, where it's two against one, Torah says that the Miyat now goes to the other side. Remember this? Remember this, Reb Chaim Rabbi Yisai? And it's as if you have three Dayanim voting the unanimous vote. Because you need 23 Dayanim, you need three Dayanim to all come to the same conclusion. So you're Mevatel the Miyat, and then the Miyat becomes like the Rove, and then it's Kamisha Eino. Ah, if it's Kamisha Eino, so you have nothing going against the Rove, so then Rove is a much more Pashat Svara, as Dr. Chaim. So that's what Tosfos means. The meat is Kamisha Eino. Maybe Rove Dayanim is not like a classic Rove, and therefore don't ask kashas on Shmuel from the classic din of Dayanus or Boisa. But this is all the lumdus. This is where it's all at. Which one's stronger, Ruba the Lesser, Ruba the Issa? Can you find Nafkaminas? What's going to be the din? Where? What happens if you need a din Vadai? What happens if you have a din that the Torah says Meiser Behema has to be Vadai? What happens if an animal jumps into the coop and now you're Mavato Barov? Is that a din Vadai? Is that a din Suffolk? Shmaita says it depends. Is it a Ruba de Lesa come on, Ruba de Isa come on? Which one's stronger? That would be a statistic. If a statistic is stronger, so then that would achieve the din of Meiser Vadai or Mamzer, which needs Vadai. And what's the din of roves? That's going to be dependent on whether or not a Ruba de Lesa or a Ruba de Isa would be stronger. But to answer our kasha on Shmuel, which is a fundamental kasha, from this Gemara, the way we'll answer it is like Tosfos there, that maybe Dayanim is different than a classic rove of why did you buy your shore? Was it Lurabdia or was it Lishchit? Let's just finish this Gemara. Tanya Nami Ochi, as the Bryce similarly states, Shor Shinogach Zapara Venimsa Ubra Betzida. Exactly, the Brisa states exactly like our Mishnah. Mishalim chatzina zaglepara, uravina zaglevlad divrei sumchus. The Chachamim momrim hamotzi mechaver olavaraya, and Chacham say hamotzi mechaver olavaraya, and that's the psak. Omer of Shmuel bar Nachmani minayin lahamotzi mechaver olavaraya. How do you know this concept of hamotzi mechaver olavaraya? Shneemar, because the pasuk says. Where is this pasuk? Shmois, Mishpatim. Mi bal dvarim ve'ela zakenim amar shvulanu baze ada sher noshu v'alicha v'inei aron. No, it's not in Mishpatim, is it? Shmois Chavdala. What is this? Someone help me out. Shmois Chavdala. We have a Ketzais. Shmois Chavdala. We have a Chumash.
Yeah, it's Mishpatim.
It's Shmois. It's Mishpatim.
It's
Mishpatim.
It's Mishpatim.
Okay, good. Galazkenim Amar Shvulan Obaze Adasher Nashuv Aleichem V'ine Aaron Mechuri Mochem Mi Baldvarim Yigash Aleichem Mi Baldvarim Yigash Aleichem Yagish Raya Aleichem. You want to win in court? You better Yagish Aleichem Raya. What's Yagish Aleichem Raya? Vayigash Elav Yehuda. You better present and bring close to the Dayanim a good proof. And if you don't, what's the din? Amoytze Mechavero Olav Araya. Ask if Lo Ravashi. Frechter Vashi. Halamali Kra. We need a Pasuk and Mishpatim for. Svaruhu. What's the Svara? Dikaiv le Kaiva. Guy who's in pain. Azala be Asya. He should go to the doctor. Guy who's not in pain. Who's not in pain over here, Rabbi Sai? The guy who's mukhsuk in the money. The guy the mocher over here. He's sold. He wants to keep his money. He wants to keep his investments. Who's the guy in pain? The guy who bought the short. The guy who wants to be motzi the money. So who should bring the raya? The koyev le ka'iva. The guy who's in pain.
The buyer, yeah.
The guy who's in pain. Who's the guy in pain? The guy who wants his money back. The guy who's in pain, he, the osilasya. He's got to go to the doctor. So Gemara says, yeah, I'm not the first guy who has these, like, comparisons and these mashallah, but you're in pain, you go to the doctor. Schultz, Sofer, you're in pain, you go to the doctor. You fix your hand, I'm not fixing your hand for you. Moitz mechaber, all of a raya. So what do you need a pasuk for, Frek the Gemara Kash? Elakra, you're right. The pasuk we don't need. L'chur the Rav Nosa, Nam Rav Aravua, Nam Rav Nachman, Nam Rav Avua. Minayin shein is kaken el tayve etchila shneemar mi bal dvarim yigash aleim yagish dvarim aleim amir nardoi pamish is kaken nitz betchila veichidami deka zili nechsi. What in the world just happened? What do I need a pasuk for? For the case of the fact that I go to the tayve etchila. What does Rashi say? Help me out here, Rabbi. Say. So it's Rashi. When Ruvain tayveya mishiv. Ruvain claims that Shimon owes him money, shilvu, $100 that I lent him. Shimon meshivo, and Shimon responds, tafasta mishali, you already grabbed from mine. Hachzer li mashefas tafasta, you should return to me what you were taifes. Oy mashka noy biyadcha, or he claims a different claim and he says, what do you mean? You have collateral for this loan in your reshus. Shimon responds back to the toveya. And you used the mashkon and it went down in value, so you owe me money for that. But chila, so what? How does Bezdin respond over here? There are two claims over here. There's Reuven's original claim that you owe me $100. Then there's Shimon's second claim that what? No, you used my mashkon and you devalued the mashkon, and therefore you owe me for that. Or you were already toe-face money. So Shimon has a retort. Shimon has a second claim. So Bezdin has to know, wait, who do we deal with first? So Gemara says, Bezdin is niskakin latinus Reuven. First, Bezdin goes to the taina of Reuven, umotziin lo amona, and he takes out the $100 in Shimon. Va'acharkach, and then we deal with Shimon's taina niskakin latinus Shimon lotan al davar atvisa va'mashkon to deal with the second thing. So, what's the mocker that you have to do these things? Ein niskakin el latayve atchila. How do we ein niskakin el latayve atchila? How do you know they deal with Reuven before you deal with Shimon? Zach the Gemara from the pasuk of Mi baldvarim yigash aleim, the first guy who came up to you, he's the guy you should deal with first. Don't deal with everything at once. Do everything kaseder, and then we'll deal with each thing as they come. And that is the makar, and that's what we need a pasuk. So really, at the end of the day, what's the makar for amitz mechaveru olav araya? It's a svara, it's not a pasuk. Problem is, Rashi and Gittin, when he brings the din of amitz mechaveru olav araya, on daf. They quote Gittin here? I think it's in the Nuns. Rashi quotes the Pasuk. It's a big problem there, Rashi. Rashi seems to go against our Gemara. Rabbi Isai, I have one last question to ask you before we go. Marsha and our Gemara and our Mishnah raises the following issue. The Gemara has an option, and there are many Amoraim, and we have the Paskin, at Palga Nizka's Knos. That Chatzi Nezek is a Knos. So the din is what? The din is that what? Moide B'Knos is Potter. Right? If you admit to a Knos, you're not Chayv. So ask the Marsha, what's the case over here? How do you know that the shore was nogeach over here? It can't be that the guy admitted that the shore was nogeach. Again, no one's debating that he's paying for the amount of the parah. The whole debate is about the vlad. But I'm asking you in the background, how do you know that there was a negichah? Must be that what? Must be that what? That there was Edim. If there was Edim, so why don't you know what happened with the vlad? So you have to conjure up a case in order to get our sugya off the ground that the Edim know for sure that there was a negicha on the parah. They saw that happen and they don't know what the story with the fetus is. And therefore, legabe the ikra negicha, there's a tashlume knas because of what? Edim, and not because of your admission. And legabe the vlad, there's mamana musta basafik or motzi mechaver olav araya sumchas rabbanon, and the Edim don't know about that. And that is the case of the Mishnah. That's what the Marsha sets up. But listen to what Tosfos says. Tosfos in that fat Tosfos that we did, Bari Vashem and Bari Adiv, I want to show you the beginning half of Tosfos, and with this we'll close. The Im Timer, first line of Tosfos. V'hamechuyiv shvua, ve'eino yichalush shava, shezem moideh b'miktas. Says Tosfos, who learned Bamitzia here, Rabbi Yisai? Bamitzia, there is a concept. I'm sure many of you know not from Bamitzia. There's a concept, Mode b'miktas hataina yishava. What does that mean? What's the case, Rabbi Yisai? I tell Schultz, you owe me $100. Schultz says, I owe you 50. I know I owe you 50, right? What's the dinner, Rabbi Yisai? It's to take a shvua minat Torah. Shvua d'araisa. If he's Mode b'miktas, something fishy is going on. So he has to take a shvu, he has to take a swear. Okay? Says Tosfos, what happens in a situation where you have a guy who's not trusted to take a shvu? Or you have a guy who doesn't have the ability to take a shvu because he just doesn't know. So he's not going to say Shem Shemayim if he doesn't know. He's not going to make a shvu. So what's the dinner? Everybody say, who learned shvu is here? What? What? What's the... Excellent. What's the cloud called? Mitoich she'eno yachal lishava mishalim. Did we do that together? Were you here for that, Sugya? And you weren't here for that? Yeah. Sanhedrin also. You were here for Sanhedrin? Mitoich she'eino yachal lishava mishalim. Okay? Mitoich she'eino yachal lishava mishalim. If you can't swear, you gotta pay. Tosfos Akasha, what do I have over here? Tosfos says, let me look at this case. I want to look at the story over here. You have Edim that are mechayvim to pay for the par, right? So the Marsha says, the Edim saw it. It's not Modu B'Knas, because otherwise he'd be Potter, right? It's not from his admission, because otherwise he'd be Potter, right? So you have for sure some of the money that he's got to pay, Chatzin Nezek on the part, right? Now you have a Suffolk on the Vlad, right? So what do you have over here? In general, what do you have over here, Rabbi Say? You have a Modu B'Miktas. You have a partial admission. For sure, I'm Chaya for half. So this is a Modu B'Miktas. You should have to take a Shvua, because this is a partial admission.
Separate meetings.
Why are they separate thing? It's how much money do I owe you? I the Toiveya say you owe me $500 of Nezek. Who cares why? Frek Tois is him Toimar, but Mechuyu Shua, Vene Yuchajah, why? Shazem Moide Bemictus, Benezek Aporu, Benezek Avlad. He's admitting to half, and he's not admitting to the other half. And what's he saying? Omer Eni Yodea. And he's saying, and I don't know about the other half. If he's Eni Yodea, what did Ezra just tell me what an Eni Yodea has to do? Since he can't take a shvua, he's got to pay. So Tosfos says maybe the first answer is Shmuel doesn't hold this far. Listen to what Tosfos says. According to the man the Omer, he's not going to be chayv shvua. Why? From his own hodah. The moide b'knas potter. What did Tosfos just say, Rabbi said? With this, we'll close. Tosfos says in the second answer, he says, what are we talking about over here? We're talking about palganizka knasa. We're talking about a knas. You're partially admitting, right? And the part that you don't know that you're in a yachal shava, right? So what would the shvua do? What's the purpose of the shvua? Says the Tosfos. And if you would know and you would be moideh, you would be what? On the vlad case, you would be what? You would be chayev. you'd be potter. Why? Because Moda Beknas is potter. Says Taisvis, you don't apply mitoich sheyene yachol ishava mishalem in a case that if I would have been moida and not sweared, I would have been potter. That makes no sense. Since fundamentally we're handling over here a knas, it's chatzin as a knasa. So what? So if I'm not going to take a shvuah, I'm not going to pay over here because the shvuah adrabah. If I would admit to it, that would be potter. So now you're going to say that because I can't take a swear, I'm worse off? Says Taisvis, that's not logical. Frechter b'kivei, your rabbi is saying this is very deep stuff. So if you don't understand this, don't worry about it. Frechter b'kivei, so what did the other day hold of? Why isn't that obvious what Taisvis just said? Avada, you're not going to apply the din of mitoich sheni yachol l'shavim mishal. Of course you're not going to be, because if you would be moida, you'd be potter. So why you're not going to apply mitoich sheni yachol l'shavim mishal? Why should he have to pay over here? Says Reb Kiva Eger, perhaps the machlokes is what the purpose of a shvuah is. Rabbi Sai, Ben, tell me if you remember this. The concept of mitoich sheni yachol l'shavim mishal, in a regular case, I was made to be miktas, I don't know about the other half, so I can't take a shvuah. So now the Chazal say what? In a general case where you should know, or you were supposed to know, or you're just a bad guy and we can't trust you, mitoich sheni yachol l'shavim mishal. Why is that true? Why is the default that if you can't take a shvuah, you pay the money? How do I understand a shvuah in the Torah? What's the purpose of a shvuah, Rabbi said? Listen carefully. One way to analyze it is that really, you're chayev the money. An Eid Echad walks in and says, you owe him. Really, I'm chayev to pay. Just what? The chiddush of the Torah is, I have an opt-out. I have an opt-out. What's my opt-out instead of paying the money? Either pay the money, or what? You have an opt-out with a shvuah. But ultimately, that perspective is looking at it as, the money is already chayev. And the shvuah is an opt-out to get out of the money. Says Reb Kiva Eger, the second day in Tosfos is looking at the shvuah as starting the process. The shvuah is there in order to get you to admit. So if the admission itself wouldn't have been mechayev money, so the shvuah can't be mechayev money through a mitoich sheni yachol l'shavim mishali. But your starting point is that what? I'm not chayev money, and the shvuah is not an opt-out. The shvuah is a situation that I should try to get me to admit. I'm going to slap on a shvuah in order to get me to admit. But if you understand what? That the nature is what? That I'm already chayev money. And shvuah is what? Is an opt-out. So even in this case, who cares that if I would have been moide, it would have been knas. But the shvuah is here to come out of the default of money that I'm already chayev. So would you apply the principle of mitoch sheni yachol l'shavim mishalem here? Yes, the first day in Taisvis says. It's all fundamentally based on how you understand the nature of mitoch sheni yachol l'shavim mishalem. Is that to opt out of the money that I already owe, and really every shvuah is a function that I owe the money already, and now I have an option out? Or no, there is no chi of money, mamon, and really the shvuah is there in order to get you to be moideh. And therefore, Taisvis says, if in the hodah situation, if you would have admitted, you would have been potter. So then we're not going to slap on a knas payment. That shita holds that the knas is like, you can't take a shvuah, you can't do what you got to do. So then you got to pay a penalty. But it's not that the chiyuv moment is there. It's not that I'm chayiv already from the get go. It's that if you can't do the shvuah, so you can't be moideh. So then you're going to have to pay the money. But over here, if you're not going to pay through an admission, which is the purpose of a shvuah, so then you're going to be potter in this case. That's the 2 days in Taisvis of whether or not mitoich sheini yachol l'shavim mishalim. That din of not being able to take a swear, do you have to pay? Does that apply in our case where ultimately we're talking about a situation that there would be an admission on a knas? Gevaldige vort, Rabbi Kiva Eger, Rabbi Sai, please.